Now for some of your letters. Our interview 2 weeks ago with the founders of the American Film Renaissance, a conservative film festival, generated much mail. During the interview, Ellen Hubbard said that genesis for the festival came when they went to their local theater and saw that Bowling for Columbine and Frida were playing. They wondered, quote, where are the films for the rest of us, for real Americans? Diana Chihok of Hamburg, New York, represented most of you. She writes, I don't know how I could be more of a real American. My family on both sides have been here for generations. I have voted in every election I was eligible for and worked at the polls when I could, beginning in college. I have worked on campaigns on both sides of the political spectrum. I stay involved. I love my country. I love the fact that in this country we are challenged to embrace diversity and that it is the cornerstone of our Constitution. I am a liberal. For Ellen Hubbard to repeat over and over again that her conservative film fest is for real Americans is offensive, degrading, and antithetical to the spirit of the real America that embraces all voices. I hope in the future she and others of her like mind will use the term conservative Americans. Our segments on the history of the Star-Spangled Banner and Jean Shear's new American anthem also generated a lot of correspondence. Just a note to thank you for your What's in a Song piece featuring Jean Shear, writes Sharon Wicks Dornfield of Ridgefield, Connecticut. I had been feeling quite depressed and cynical about the future of our country in general and the presidential election in particular. This piece moved and inspired me enormously, and I have found it on your website and listened to it over and over this week. Thank you for reminding me that I must give my best to America, and please pass my gratitude along to Mr. Shear. Thessalonica Benny of Seattle was moved by the story of the battle for Baltimore in the War of 1812. I couldn't help but see the parallels between the U.S. invasion of Iraq and the burning of Washington when listening to Anthony Pitch. He described how U.S. citizens forgot their differences and became galvanized against the common enemy, the British occupier. Their anger and humiliation drove them on, preventing the sacking of Baltimore and turning the tide in the War of 1812. Fewer than 200 years later, U.S. troops bombed Baghdad, and our president wonders why the Iraqis aren't happy about it. People are not so different around the world or throughout time. You can write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. Once again, that's wesun, W-E-S-U-N, @npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.